Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love.
Greetings and welcome again this beautiful Sunday morning to the radio listening broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning as we bring to you another beautiful and profound discussion today from Imam Shahid Shabazz. And we want you to join us. Come right in, give us your comments, ask questions, and give us the feedback that we want to hear from you, so we will know exactly what it is that you are looking for, the information that you want us to bring to you. Today's discussion will be, life is fleeting fast. Our world will not last. And we can see the reality of that, I'm quite sure. That picture is being brought home quite clearly here lately, but all of us, especially with this latest killing, the school killing that we had going on. It's a very serious time and sad time that we're living in. We always have the enjoyment of it, but the situation is much worse than any of us want to see it today with all this killing and destruction of the people and the life period, the creation period. Okay, so I won't hold you much longer. I want to give you a briefly on what the discussion will be about today. Let's try to learn from the past. The past is our future. I mean, the good in the Almighty Creator Law came together in unity, love, and righteousness to change this world. About 1,439 years ago, one man was born into a world like today, full of hate and evil. Muhammad was his name. He was the last prophet of Allah sent to mankind to bring the people of the world back to civilized thinking. The only way he was blessed to do this was by calling the people of the world, then and now, back to God consciousness, which is the only way to destroy and stop the evil and the people's lives. God consciousness is the key to human life, which is spiritual life. Most of the people then and today have forgotten their Creator, who created all people with the nature of good. Only love can conquer hate. Only kindness can kill or destroy evil. We as a people can't survive too much longer with this hatred towards each other. Our Creator says he created us as a people of this world to get to know one another and love one another. And he says he did not create us to hate and despise one another. So, people, time is not on our side with all this evil we are doing and bringing on ourselves. Time is for good life only. And that today is what the discussion will be about with Imam Shahid Shabazz. And now I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Sir,
sorry, I don't have you up here. I thought they put you. I don't know what happened here. All right. Can you hear me, Ma'am Shabazz?
Of course.
All right, yes. I hadn't put you. I thought I put you in the studio so I could see you, but I hadn't put you on. But you're on now. So, all right. You have it, brother. Let us hear the beautiful, beautiful, profound message for you.
Well, first of all, I want to say to the listening audience that there is no God, no creator, but one. I want to say to all of the people listening that if you're a Christian, if you're a Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever name you go by under religion, or even if you don't have no religion, I want you to know you didn't just pop up in the world. The world didn't just pop up out of nowhere. The world has a creator. And everything he created has a purpose. And before we go into that purpose, we want to give him praise and thanks for even creating us and choosing us, because in him creating us in the wombs of our mothers, there were many life germs or cells that produced life that was trying to get there to come into life, but he's the one that chose you. So you owe him responsibility as a human being just for being here. And he say, you know, the problem with most people, the reason you got all these killings and these children killing is because most people, they are think of themselves as self-sufficient, act like they don't have a creator, act like because they got a little freedom of will, that gives them the right to just do whatever they, you know, what they, the hell they want to do. Yeah, I say hell because that's what this is, a virtual hell that the people done created in this, on this earth. When in the beginning, Allah created it a paradise, a good world, all good. Yeah, so we're going to start off with the opening prayer in a chapter in the Holy Quran, which is the final revelations in God and life, not only for Muslim, people who say they're Muslim, but for all human beings, period, on the planet Earth. Yeah, and it's called Al-Fatiha. We'll say it in Arabic, then we'll repeat it in English for those who don't understand the Arabic that we'll inshallah say it in. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم والضالين آمين. We said with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. So anyway, people, with that said, we just want to say that there is a purpose for all creation. The sun, moon, stars, the ocean, the animals, the plants, everything created has a purpose. And everything that's created, it fulfills its purpose every single day. Allah blesses his creation to exist. And it does not deviate. Not only does it fulfill its purpose that it was created for, it rejoices in Allah creating it so it could be here to serve and worship such a loving and merciful creator. That is the same nature Allah created all human beings with, a good nature. So all this killing and evil you see going on with going in school, killing the 9/11 when they blew up this World Trade Centers, all of the evil you're doing in your personal life, all of the deception that you're doing in your life, deceiving people, pretending that you're good, and then when people get with you, you see that the evil in you or the deception comes out as it is inevitable, because Almighty God said what goes on in the dark He will bring the light, not meaning physical so much. He means spiritual and mental. He means whatever you got in your heart, harboring secretly, thinking that you're deceiving other people, you can't deceive him. And he said, whatever you got in your heart intention, he going to manifest or bring out in your actions so the whole world can see who you are. And see, if you say you believe in a creator and he's all good and you're doing bad, mistreating people, hurting people, feeling, killing people, oppressing people, that you are not godly, that you are an evil spirited jinn, Satan. The one we call Satan or the devil is an evil spirit. He's not a soul. He's an evil spirit. And when the only way that he can come into this world and make this world a hell for us is we have to allow him to do it by us turning away from our purpose of life as human beings. And what is that purpose again? I didn't never say it, did I? That purpose of life, if I didn't say it, is to serve and worship and to also, as all creation does, is to add to the beauty, is to add to the good of Almighty God's Allah's creation. Everything was created to glorify the Creator and to manifest his goodness, to manifest his glory, and to manifest his love. That's your purpose of life. He said he created all of us as human beings that we might different. He said deliberately he created us different. He said he could create all of us the same. We look the same, talk the same, walk the same, act the same. What kind of world would that be? I mean, you know, we'll need to get to know each other if we was already the same. No, he don't do nothing accidentally. It's purposely he created us different that we might get to know each other, love each other, and not hate and despise each other. Why did he create us to get to know each other and love each other? Because once you get to know Allah, your creator, you'll know your creator inside of you is love. Because he put the nature of good in your heart. So you're born in his love, created in his love, in your mother, in three veils of darkness. Yeah, you're born in his love. And when you come out of the womb of your mother, you ain't born out of sin. You're born out of goodness into a world of sin. Let's get that correct. That old false teaching telling you you was born in sin, so Christianity, so you can think you can justify your sins, and then on top of that, the idolatrous sin that God gave his only begotten son and sent him down here and put him on the cross and let him be crucified to save us, the world, from sin. Well, if that happened, then why is the world still sinning? Why are people still sinning then? Why can't we sin and just get away with it down here? You don't even get away with your sin down here. When you sin down here, what happens? It brings destruction on you, don't it? They say the wages of sin is what? Death. And the gift of Allah is what? Eternal life. Most Muslims, they know they got the Holy Quran, the final revelation for all people in the world to help change the world. The reason the world is in the shape it's in, first and foremost of all, is because most Muslims in America and the world, they are not sincere to their creator, Allah, the creator of all people. They are not sincere. They are hypocrites. You want to know how I know that and how I can say that boldly? Because Allah said himself. Almighty God, Allah say, you know, about just most people, period, and Muslims are included in those people. He say, on the day of judgment, when he judge us for our deeds and our intentions in this little short time we here in his material creation, he say, out of every 1,000 people that he created, of all the people, countless people, he say, but one person out of every 1,000 going to heaven, coming back to heaven to him, and the other 999 going to hell. That's why I know most of the Muslims are hypocrites. And you want to know why I know it? Again, look at the condition of America and the world. And then you want to blame Donald Trump, Muslims, or other people? No. Everybody that's created is responsible to do what? Live a good life. Why? Because they were created with the nature of good in them. So how can you blame Donald Trump or anybody for the bad you see in the world? No, the one that you got to, you go, that's being blamed by your creator for the bad that's in the world is you. You don't change, you can't, the creator ain't safe for no people to change, you know, to come together to change the world. Because the world outside of us don't need change. And what's wrong with the sun? It's shining, it ain't beautiful, ain't it? As the Cole said. Every look out there in the creation, it's beautiful, it's doing its job. Ain't nothing wrong with the world outside of us. The problem with most people, Muslims, start with y'all. You done tried to make the material world be the world of Almighty God. And you done made a big mistake when you did that. Because Almighty God, Allah, say the root of all evil is the love of the material world. Yes. And we see that, don't we? With the killings that's going on with the children, all of this. It's simply because the world of Almighty God, Allah, it ain't outside of you. It ain't in material things. It ain't in your flesh body. You got people around here calling themselves gods. Not big God, little God. Got women calling themselves goddesses. It ain't but one God. It ain't but one Allah, one creator. And his name is Allah, meaning that he is all in all. Meaning ain't nothing he created that he ain't in and got power over at all times. And he's the one governing it and sustaining it at all times in the heavens and the earth. So the evil that you see in the world, and I want to say this to all you so-called adults or so-called grown people as you call like to call yourself. What you mean by grown or adult? It's a saying I want to say when I was a child, I act like a child. But when I was blessed to grow up and become an adult or grown, I put down childish things and begin to behave like an adult supposed to behave what? Responsible. Responsible for your conduct. When you don't know, you don't know. The creator don't hold you responsible. So you do some wrong and you don't know, he gives you a chance to learn that you're wrong and correct yourself. But even people taking that for granted, his mercy. Because he's long in mercy. He ain't quick in punishment. He's long in his, no, he's long in mercy, yes. And he's often forgiven. His mercy, he said, in other words, to make it plain, he said when he created his creation, he decreed that his mercy, understand, prevails over his wrath. So now we're coming home. So his mercy prevails over his wrath. So that means he gives us a longer time, you know, to do wrong, to sin, to go against his will, and he don't punish us. He wants us to learn. He don't want us to go be destroyed. He don't want us to go into hell, to be into evil, to have a life here, or in the hereafter, a hellish life. He wants us to have a good life here and in the hereafter. But when we was in heaven, our father and mother, Adam and Eve, they had the good life. But when they listened to that evil, they began to lose their good life. But they did ask for forgiveness. But they still had to be, God had to put something on them to let them know, you cannot break my law and expect for me to guide you. So he said, because of you did, I'm going to forgive you, but I'm going to put you down on earth and all of your progenitors, all of the people that come from you too, you all going to have to come to me for guidance. When evil come to you, if you don't remember me, evil, I'm going to allow to destroy you. Because you have forgotten me, and all good come from me. He told them in the garden, eat of all the good, didn't he? It wasn't just trees. Trees are allegorical of knowledge. And then I shared with one person the other day, when they ate of the forbidden tree, they began to put fig leaves on their bodies to cover their shame. This is where this come from. I shared with a young brother today. A lot of people don't know this right here. The fig leaves represents the tree of good and evil represents good knowledge and false knowledge. So when people, are into evil, they perpetrate a lie and truth at the same time. They mix truth and falsehood together to try to cover their lie. But when you do that, guess what? If you imagine a person putting fig leaves on their body to cover their naked body, you know them fig leaves ain't going to cover that naked body. You still going to see the naked body. So when we take on these evil ways down here, by following our own evil ways, not Satan's, our own evil ways, then we try to still use truth to hide our evil ways so that people can't know that we are really evil trying to perpetrate good. I'm talking to you, Muslim first. And you know what, Muslim? I want to say this to you all strong today. Y'all are more responsible for what's going on in the world and these killings and everything than anybody else. I'm going to give you a story to tell you why. Almighty God, Allah said, first of all, you got his book. You got the whole truth, the last revelation that will help change the world, but you ain't using it to share with the world. You ain't calling the people to the truth of Islam. You're not trying to give them the correct understanding of Islam, which is the only way of life God, Allah created for not only people, but for all creation. It's the book of life. It's not been tampered with by any man like the Bible, the Torah, or the Injil, the books of all other prophets. They were tampered with. Allah allowed them to be tampered with to test the people during that time. Since he knew he wasn't going to send another prophet after Prophet Muhammad, he protected his final revelation so that people wouldn't have no excuse to say, I didn't know what Moses taught. I didn't know what Jesus taught. I didn't know what Abraham taught. Oh, yes, you do. If you read the Holy Quran, you're going to know what Jesus taught. You're going to know what Moses taught. You're going to know what Abraham and Noah and Solomon and Lot. I can go on and on, but I ain't got to go on. If you think you understand what I'm saying. So Almighty God Allah said, all the evil we see happening in the world is because of our own evil intentions in our hearts as human beings. And he said, all the good, if we want to bring the good back, then come back to his will. Bring our will back to him, like all creation, and say, Almighty God, he ain't going to flesh you either. Say, Almighty God, my creator, my sustainer, take my will. Let your will become my will and eliminate my will so there is no more me. It's only your manifestation of your good, your love, and all your good attributes and characteristics manifesting out of me. And when people see me, they won't see me. They'll be reminded of you because they will see all of your love, mercy, goodness, and all of your good qualities coming from me. And Prophet Muhammad said, when a true believer is seen, they remind people of Allah just by being seen, not heard. Now, a story I want to tell you Muslims. It was this town, and this is true. You see it happening today. And you Muslims are more responsible than anybody else. Now, it was this town Allah sent the angels to destroy because it was wicked. Huh? And Sodom and Gomorrah was like that. And Allah told the angels, say, he already know anyway, but that's just because his angels are truthful. This is for really the people, us, not for the angels. Oh, Allah, he's all-knowing. He asked the angels, he said, is it any Muslim family in that town? The angel said, yes, Allah is one Muslim family in that town. And Allah say, things ain't got no better in that town. the people ain't changed none from their evil ways and evil habits, their destruction and killing of each other. The angel said, no, Allah, it's gotten worse since the Muslims been there. Allah said, when you go back, when y'all go back to destroy that town, start with the Muslim family first. Destroy them first. Why? They had the truth that could have saved at least one person in the town. They wouldn't even share that. They wouldn't even live a good Muslim life, which is a good moral life, a life of honesty, truthfulness, not deception, not hatefulness, huh? Not being you know, evil in the sense of you know you want all the good for yourself, but you don't want it for nobody else. That ain't godly. That's satanic. How can Muslims in particular talk about Donald Trump, the president, when he ain't responsible to change the world? Muslims are the main ones responsible to change this evil course that the world is on of self-destruction. The world is on a course of self-destruction. And the Muslims are responsible. And I shared with another brother. He asked me, he said, well, you know, he was asking about the governments, why are they like they are. And I really took him on a history lesson and let him know it was never governments that freed the people. Governments in the world was always the oppressors of the people. And the people that freed the people from the oppressive government, they were religious people. They were godly men, prophets, messengers. What do you think a law has changed? Ain't nothing changed. The world, it is politics. I told them politics is about what? Corruption. Evil and corruption. Selfishness. Greed. And now politics and religion are synonymous. If I'm not saying it right, they're the same. You can't tell the difference between politicians and religious people. Both of them, the majority, they're evil. Not everyone, but the majority. Allah say 999 out of every 1,000 of them, they're corrupt. So if you want to save, you can't stop other people from doing anything. So this killing and stuff going to keep going on. It's not just going to stop on its own. And Allah don't expect for you to be around here worried about all the evil that's going on in the world and killings and stuff with other people. He got you down here as an individual to be concerned about what are you doing to try to make things better. I gave an analogy. I won't even read it. I've been blessed to remember it. Good and evil, I'm going to give an analogy. You know, just like evil spread, and it has spread, and you got copycats of evil, you also got good and good spreads, and you got people that copy good too if they can see the good. The problem is that you ain't got much good out there for the people to see. So how can the children grow up and do other than evil when their parents are doing nothing but living evil, selfish lives, thinking that they can make money, give the children material things, huh? To pacify them like a baby, huh? And think that they can put them in the so-called best schools of learning, and they don't have to teach them nothing about God, don't have to teach them nothing about the morality that God's put in us. What is the morality of God? Good. When it says paradise lies at the foot of the mother, it ain't just talking about because she a woman in a female flesh body. It's talking about because, I'm going to use this too. When a woman, my mother always taught me this, and I'm 61. When a woman is having a baby or conceiving a child, she's next to death. It's only Allah keeping her and the baby alive. So, God expects for her to show her gratitude by creating that life in her, so when he blessed her to conceive that life, she will bring that life up, recognizing who he is first. Your creator is God, and I'm just your mother to help nurture you through the guidance of God, so you will grow up and live the godly life that Almighty God has created you and me to live. If that's plain enough for you, it's plain enough for me. So all praise is due to Allah. I wanted to get that out, and I wanted to talk a little bit about deception. You know, Muslims in particular, Christians, Jews, and religious people, they the worstest, and they talk about Donald Trump. No, but they the worstest in hypocrisy, in deception. Even the Satan said in the Holy Quran, he told Allah, when Allah said he was going to put him out of Jannah, out of heaven, he said, I'm a lie, L-I-E, and wait for people on your straight way or in religion. And even in the Bible, it said in the last days, you will find evil or the devils, the people, worshipers, in the place you least expect it. Where is that in religion? That's where they're at. Ain't nothing but full of devils. A lot of time I be going in these churches and mosques and places, I want to just clean house. Some more evil, evil, nasty people. You find the best people in the world out in the street. Y'all has always been that way. When the prophets and messengers walked through this earth, they didn't get their followers from no government people or no so-called high-up or famous people. Amos is the thing in this world that's famous. If you ain't doing the will of Almighty God Allah, if you ain't doing good and helping to make the world better, you ain't famous. I don't care if you got $1 trillion. I think one man called Forbes or something, he was the richest man, died not too long ago. He died, and I think he had about $800 and some billion. Now, he didn't use none of that money to try to help change the world, to make the world a better place for human beings. So you know what Almighty Allah said on the day of judgment, all that money he obtained in this world going to be for him after his judgment, which is going to be going into hellfire. He said all them $850 billion going to be fuel to keep burning him in the hellfire eternally. So, people, there are consequences for what you're doing on this earth today. And you Muslims and you Christians and you Jews and you religious people, y'all need to stop playing with religion, especially you Muslims. That's why Muslims are killing each other over there in the East, and then over here in America, they're saying, oh, that's so sad, Muslims, they're killing each other and doing that. Allah said this would happen. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said this, these things would happen. Everything you see has already been written. There ain't no accident in your personal life or in the world. Because Almighty God Allah gave the human being a limited amount of freedom of will. And then he tell you what reward is you going to get for good other than a good reward. And he tell you what reward is you going to get for evil, corruption, lying, other than evil, lying, and wrong back. That's called equality. You think you're going to be doing evil and you're going to be blessed. And you hear people all on their cars and stuff talking about, I've been blessed. And they ain't talking about spirituality. All they're talking about is material thing. Get a husband that they worship, a wife they practically worship. Start with your Muslim. I've been blessed. We've been blessed to be married this many of years right here. That make you blessed? The only way you blessed if you are at all times conscious that you're created by a creator who put you here for a limited period of time, like I shared with a brother, to test you to see if you're going to be best in your conduct. And if you are married, Allah say he created the institution of marriage for man and woman. And he said, well, he created one a male, one a female, and when he put his raw spirit into them, He made them one soul, one good soul. So the duty of man and woman as husband and wife, as one couple in Charlotte said the other day, it is to serve Almighty God. It's to do His will. It's to help make the world a better place, not just for you and your family, but for the whole human family. At this time, I'm going to stop because I want any comments, any flag back, anything you want to ask me, come back to me with. Please, if you're in the audience, come. I welcome you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Ma'am Shaheed Shabazz. You're listening to the radio broadcast. Our beautiful audience, I'll be Ma'am Shaheed Shabazz, and profound life-giving teachings that He's bringing to you from our Creator, the Almighty God Allah. So we want to thank Him, thank Him. And we have had a guest here who was here even before I was here, I believe, on the show. Excuse me, they don't let you into the studio until after we have begun the show, but this person I see has been here for quite a while, and we want to thank you for joining us, him or her. I don't know which it is, but I haven't called him on yet. But I will now, at this point, give them a chance to express themselves, ask questions, or make a comment. And I want to again let you know that you are just listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Today's discussion is life is fleeting fast. Our world will not last. And so from that, you know that He is really bringing a strong message to you today. And now let's see if we can call this person on for a comment here, who's sitting here so patiently listening today. We want to thank them for coming on. The number is 336-409-0792. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? That's 336-409-0792. I believe the person right now, either you don't have to come in audience. This is not required of you, but I do let you know that when you show up in the studio, your phone number, that is an indication that you would like to express yourself and give some feedback. And of course, we always want you to come and express yourself and let us know how you're enjoying the show, what you think about it, or what kind of information you would like to hear, anything specific that you have to say. This is what we want you to do. So I'm giving this person a chance to just come on. We do have two callers who called in, but they have just come on. They haven't been on that long. They haven't heard too much of the teaching. So therefore, they need to listen a little more and get an idea of what the teachings are about in order to express themselves. I would just like to comment too on the beautiful discussion that our Imam is giving today. As we can see, we all bear witness to the fact that, yes, this world is vastly, vastly going away. And we can see everything that's happening today like never before in the world to warn us. Allah and His sign of evilness. Evil is worse than ever. All types of corruption, destruction of lives, and deliberate destruction. Deliberately poisoning the earth. Deliberately poisoning the water. They had on yesterday, it's supposed to be on the news, about the drinking bottled water that they're putting out. They said the bottled water that they're putting out, now we don't know, because man is not using tap water to drink. It could might be the truth in life. But they say that they're putting all kinds of medication in this water, drugs and medicines in this water that they're putting out, this bottled water for people to drink. Now, you know the problem. It's really wicked. And everything that they are poisoning, as you know, the foods they've been telling us about, the poison of food. Now they're putting poison in the water. So you can see what this evil, wicked military of the Shaitan is trying to do. And then we have, again, another shooting. They said that there has been 18 shootings this year, since our President Trump has been in office. In the schools, 18 shootings in the schools this year alone, 1 year. And this person killed 17 students the other day. I believe it's in Florida. And 17 people, about three or four of them were adults, the remainder were students. And it's very, very sad when a person gets so that they are so frustrated and distraught in life that they feel like they have to go out and take someone else's life to get even with the life that they're living, that they feel it's undesirable and they feel like the world is doing this evil to them, so they're going to get back with the world. And this is so sad, people, but this is the time that we're living in. The time of all kinds of destruction. They're showing people going out up the head. These animals being extinct. Beautiful lions, beautiful animals, because the people are killing them off just for joy and fun. Showing pictures.
Co-host.
Yes.
Can I add something to what you're saying?
Yes, you may. Thank you. Just one moment, please.
That was very beautiful what you said.
Can I have you, ma'am, to come on and make a comment? I'll give a comment again. You don't right now have any more listeners at this time who have listened in long enough. So, ma'am, yes, you may again comment.
No, well, I mean, I want them to come on, but I wanted to say that in part of my talk, I had, you know, been blessed to write down, but God, Allah just put it in my heart. I wanted to say that all the evil that you're talking about and all of the corruption, I want to first of all say that Donald Trump is not the problem, people. Satan is the problem. And guess what? Satan, or the evil enemy of all human souls, runs all the governments in the world. Don't think he just runs this government here. You go all over the world, you see the same problem, the majority of people in poverty. The government putting stuff in their food and the water to kill off the population. They call that population some extinct or whatever, or shrinking. But it ain't really nothing but what Satan said. He said to Allah, he said, I'm going to kill all human beings' souls. And Allah said, okay, I'm going to give you permission to do that. He said, but Allah said, you won't get my sincere servant who've been purified by my grace. So, also, I want to say to what the sister said, for all of these, your souls out there, I said, there's a lot of broken hearts in the world. Those people killing and doing these things, that's not their nature. They're not doing that, you know, because they just want to do it by nature. No, they're being misled by the corruption coming from the government and the corruption coming from religion. Almighty God, Allah, say he created the nature of good in everybody. So why you see these people doing this? Because they've been cut off from the goodness of Allah. How do you be cut off from the goodness of Allah? Being cut off from this true knowledge. What is this true knowledge? It's called the Holy Quran. This will save you, people. I'm warning you today. This will save the Quran, the word of your Creator, which will save you from the evil destruction of yourself and the evil in the world. And in this beautiful book of life, for every human being, Almighty God, Allah, say he revealed this book to heal the diseases in people's hearts, in all our hearts. And he also say, hearts, do find satisfaction in the remembrance of God or Allah, the Creator. The people have been cut off from God. And Almighty God, Allah say in the sign of Revelation also that when people forget God, God is all good, then what's coming after that? All evil. He said they will fall to the lowest of the low. They can kill off billions of people and have no conscience. Because when you are cut off from all the goodness of Allah, you become an advocate of the devil. And you have the devil destroy your own human race voluntarily and enjoy doing it. So this is what you see. This world is not Allah's world. for all of y'all who seeking satisfaction and pleasure and sex and a husband or a wife that you think look good or got money and can offer you all this material world and the material thing, you are sadly mistaken. The only pleasure that the human being can get is in the good pleasure of Allah, their creator. If you please Allah, the creator, he will please you back. And he's the only one can please you. I just said it. He said he created your heart only to be pleased by him. And only he can give you the peace and satisfaction of your heart, your heart. And he said your money, your wealth, your looks, your following of people won't bring you closer to him. He says only your faith, good intentions, and your good deeds that will bring you closer to him. And when you speak of getting closer to God, what do you think I'm talking about? What God? You can't see him. I'm talking about getting closer to the unseen God. Huh? You can't see the unseen. The real God is unseen. And guess what? He's eternal too. So if you want an eternal life, you'll stop this evil. And I want to say again, even though, yeah, the governments, they're working for Satan. And your only hope is, your only refuge from evil is in submitting, giving your life back to the all good God, the all good creator. The only protection we got from evil as people is our creator. He said he's the protector of those who believe and submit and follow his way, obey him. But he said those who disobey his will and follow their own evil will and ways, they have no protection. So this stop, this evil and stuff ain't going to stop with most of these people. The only the best you can do is try to save yourself as an individual. And the only way you can do that, you can't be playing with Almighty God a lot, thinking that he don't know that. And he say, those whom he got, no one can deceive or mislead. And a lot of Muslims are so stupid, they don't even try to understand the beautiful way of life we got and share with others the right way. They falsify because they're hypocrites just to lead people astray. They'll tell you that those whom Allah or the God, the creator, lead, L-E-A-D, lead astray, no one can guide them back to his straight path. That's a lie, and the truth ain't in them. He don't say that. He said those who he leads, they go astray on their own, and they want to be astray in the wrong, and no one do his good, to be with him and then follow his good ways. He just leave them in the evil they chosen and land them into hell forever. Get that stuff correct, because you ain't going to be able to correct yourself on the day of judgment. I'm through for right now. I'm ready for some conversation with somebody else. And I know who that number you called was. I believe it might have been an imam or just a leader here in the area where I'm at, but maybe the imam, they couldn't come on because he do teach it. Walaikum salam. I was hoping you was there. How you doing?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, brother Imam Shaheed. Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. I had to mute you during the salat, alhamdulillah, and I just picked it back up and caught the last things that you were saying there toward the end.
Yes,
Allah.
Yes, sir. Well, I certainly want to hear from you because I got high respect for you as a humble Muslim who is really a wonderful example, not only for Muslims in terms of their conduct, but for any human being who wants to live a good life.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
I appreciate that praise. I hope Allah accepts the good that we try to do. You know, I pray that Allah
yes,
accepts
sir.
That.
Yes, sir.
Yes, man. With the comments that you were saying, you know, all I'm just sitting here is just being humbled and hoping that it's reaching as many people as possible. You know, there's a lot of misunderstandings of the shaitan's role, and how we're supposed to pray, and what is worship, and, you know, you're clearing up a lot of those things, a lot of the misconceptions and those things, and it's very valuable.
Praise be to Allah, brother Imam. I thank Allah for that, because before I came on, I asked Allah to remove me out of me and just let his knowledge take over me so that I won't be saying anything in human error, because his will is perfect and he can make no mistakes. Allahu Akbar. He's greater. He's greater. Yes, sir. Allah is greater. He's greater. And you know, one imam told me in Lord Maryland, he said, he's from Senegal, he said, brother, Imam Shahid, he said, when you teach the people, keep teaching them what you're teaching, that when people forget Allah or their creator, they forget their own souls. They no longer realize that they are soul. They are not flesh and blood. They are soul. What makes us give us life? I ask people sometimes, you breathe in air, but you can't see the air. So why is it hard for you to believe in a creator that you can't see?
Right.
You woke
right.
up this morning, you was next to dead. Do you think you just got up on your own, or do you think there was a power greater than you that put life back in your body? These are simple questions. They're not hard to answer if you're sincere in terms of wanting to do right, live right, and see a better world for all of us. And I said this, brother, ma'am, if a human being hurt one another human being, they're hurting all human beings. And if a human being do good by one human being, they're doing good by all human beings. Am I right or wrong?
That is absolutely right. That's to the point where if you save one life, you're saving all mankind.
Thank
you. The reward of saving all mankind. And if you kill one person unjustly, you're killing all of mankind.
All mankind. Thank you, sir. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. And Brother Shahid, Imam, if you could maybe just take a minute to tell about the why can't we all just worship any way we want to? Why would Allah, I mean, like you mentioned, contentment of the heart is only through pleasing Allah. So why can't we all just worship any way we want to? Why can't one person play some drums and worship, and one person, you know, light a fire and, you know, worship, and another person get on his hands and knees and worship? You know, what would be the sense of Allah saying to us, this is what's pleasing to him and this is what's not?
Okay, that's a very good question, brother, ma'am. And with the help of Allah, we'll try to answer that sufficiently, not only for you, but for the listening audience. First of all, Allah, I made a CD called One Creator, One Creation, and One Human Spirit. Allah created what's called unity in all his creation. Allah is a one. He made the human spirit one. So, you know, during the lifetime of our prophet Muhammad, that's everybody's prophet, peace be upon him and the prayers of Allah and the righteous. In his lifetime, they had a place called the Kaaba. I'm looking at it right now on the wall. And that house is supposed to represent the house of Allah for all people built by Abraham and Ishmael. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay, now, that house was built by Prophet Ibrahim, my father Ibrahim, and the son, Prophet Ishmael, for the worship of all people to worship one God, because during the lifetime of the prophet, it was like it is today, the whole world was worshiping idols. And the only thing that brought the world back to civilized, sensible thinking, there was a burning little bit of girl babies alive in the city of the prophet. They say a little girl was a shame and a source of disgrace to her family. So little baby girls, they would just immediately put them in the ground, put dirt over them. Oh, man, horrible. So they had a god for every day of the year. They had put in the house of Allah for the worship of the only one God. And when Prophet Muhammad was raised up, prayers and peace be upon him, he was raised up to bring back the one, the concept of oneness of the worship of God for all people, so that Allah said the only true cure, C-U-R-E, for evil is his unity. if people all know that you got the same God and that God is good, all good, then we will be doing what? We will be doing all good by each other all the time. Because he's good all the time. Allah, I said with a brother this morning, Allah ain't just good to us sometimes. He said, we should be good sometime or something like that. He didn't mean no harm, but I say, no, brother, we should be strive to be good all the time because Allah ain't good to us sometime. Allah is good. Our Creator is good to us all the time. So, you know, I don't know any particular thing that you might wanted to hear. But the unity of Almighty God, Allah, people knowing that the Christians knowing your God is the same as the Muslim God, the Jews knowing that, and all people, then they, when you got religious leaders or political leaders teaching these lies in religion and about life, they took prayer or God consciousness out of school, you won't accept that. If you know your God is one God, all people, then I got on the last part of my talk that I had written down. The only way the enemy can destroy us is through division, divide and conquer. That's how he got our mother and father to fall from, you know, the guidance of Allah. He divided them, meaning he took their focus off Allah and he put their focus on Allah. And when people take their focus off the oneness of God,
we have 3 minutes.
Okay, when people take their focus off the oneness of God, then we can be divided and conquer with evil. I'm through because we got 3 minutes, but I hope I answered your question sufficiently.
Let's bring someone on for about 20 minutes or more, and it's a 919 number. I want you to see if they would like to have a quick comment this time. It's a 919-717-2047. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Can you hear me? Okay, then I'm hearing that person too well. I sound like they might be trying to say something. We're going to go on because we only have a couple of minutes left here now. And there's a 202 number here. It might be Daddy. He said he would try to come on, but his phone was not working right. He would see. So let's try to see.
Now, this is Sister Emma Tulum.
320-891.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Yes, that's came on a little late. But I just wanted to say to brother, you know, he hit it right on the head, you know, when he was talking about, you know, some people think that, you know, Allah is misleading people. Allah doesn't mislead man. It's Satan that whispers in his heart and deceives him and misleading him. You know that Satan already promised, you know, Almighty God that he's going to take as many down with him as he can. You know,
that's
so that's
right.
Why he's
mm-hmm.
getting respite. He's working overtime, you know, and getting people to disobey Allah, to listen to him, you know, to listen to his whispers and suggestions and commit evil and injustice. So all that is coming from Satan, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And it's not a lot that misleads man, you know, man. He has the will to choose whether he wants to do good or bad. You know that, you know, good or evil.
Thank
so
you,
he
sister.
Chooses
Thank
to,
you.
To say time. So we have to be strong, you know, to, you know, stand up to Satan and say, tell him to get away from you, you know what I'm saying, and try to do good, you know, and remembering the Lord and praying and giving your charity and doing all these things that's going to ward off the evil, you know, keeping up your prayers and so forth and so on. All these things. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. That's all I want to say, sis. You know, alhamdulillah, we have to be strong to withstand
well,
all the evil.
So much. Sister Imam Shabazz, if you could give us a prayer now and close out for today. And we want to thank all of you for joining us today. This beautiful discussion. Imam
I want to
Shabazz.
Say, first of all, in closing out, I want to say first to the sister that what she said was profound. It ain't how long you talk, it's the substance of what you're saying. And what she said was so powerful to confirm what Allah has in the Quran for all people. Almighty Allah say he don't lead people astray. He said, Allah say even about his sincere servants, he said that Satan can get them. See, if you're sincere, if you follow him and put yourself in the wrong. And so I want the imam to lead us out with a prayer. I don't want to lead the prayer. I want the imam to lead us out with a beautiful prayer. Would you do that for me, brother?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أقول
لك
هذا استغفر الله توب عليك الحمد لله. Of course, may we help, you know, help each other to the good and guide each other to the truth and be consistent in that. And may Allah accept our good deeds. Amen.
Amen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Thank you.
Welcome to the